Brian Mazereski, Joe Beamer with you on WBEN. Hope everyone's having a nice Tuesday out there. Joe, we've got a few things we've been talking about throughout the morning that I want to continue here. 803-0930 is the number if you want to reach either of us here on WBEN.
Those really are my favorite shows when it's something that is, we've started this little dialogue, and then we get to bring it on to the 9 o'clock show?
Well, there's a couple of things. One, it was all over the place, everywhere you turned yesterday. Which, yesterday we were talking a little bit about the Super Bowl halftime show, you know, who would be your ideal. You got to feel bad for Usher. You know, one of the reasons I was, like, underwhelmed by Usher is because he was upstaged by another musician by the NFL on the day that they announced him as the Super Bowl halftime show.
The Usher talk stopped at 3:45. When Taylor Swift walked into Arrowhead Stadium.
And like then you're him. You're like, wow, yes, I can't wait. I'm playing the halftime at the Super Bowl. You go on to NFL.com and everything's about Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
It's gotta be a little punch to the gut right there.
What happened? I thought this was my
thought I was the big news. I guess not.
I thought leading up to February it was all Usher. What are we doing here?
But it was all over the place, right? Taylor Swift was at the end. She's dating Travis Kelce.
It's still all over the place. The first thing when I opened whatever you want to call Twitter this morning was about that. And I don't, like, I used to follow a lot of pop, you know, culture stuff. I don't as much anymore. It's mostly sports. First thing I see is a picture of them in an unlicensed convertible, by the way, driving to the restaurant.
Unlicensed as in no license plate?
There was no plate on the convertible.
Yeah, something in a town like Kansas City, I feel like they can get away with it.
Oh, yeah.
You think you get pulled over? Excuse me. Go right ahead.
Yeah, right.
You know, take one look. Was she impressed by much in Kansas City? Where were they going?
Well, did you hear what happened after the game?
No.
So
maybe they went to the. I want to go to the World War I Museum and do the VR. Exhibit. Maybe they did that.
They might have done that after dinner, but after the game, they went to a restaurant for dinner, and Taylor Swift paid everyone's tab so they would leave and they could have the restaurant to themselves.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's a move.
That is a power move.
Now, if you're Travis Kelce, though, like, what's the modern day etiquette on this? If you are...
Well, he probably paid for their dinner.
Yeah, but she paid for literally everybody else's. Like, aren't you showing up a little bit as the guy in the relationship? Aren't you supposed to pay for that?
True, but we are also assuming that this was like some packed restaurant. Maybe there was one couple having dinner and she's like,
that's worse. That's a bad move.
You know what I mean?
Like, if it's a packed restaurant, I understand it. Because you've seen the video of her getting like mobbed at a funeral or, you know, like at a wedding. Was it a wedding or a funeral?
There was one time where she went to a New Jersey restaurant. It was just to go to dinner.
Yeah.
And she walks out and there's
just like crazy.
Hundreds of people.
It's the people are all, you don't want that. If you walk into a restaurant, there's only one other couple at the table somewhere else in the restaurant. And you're like, yeah, get out of here. That's rude.
But I have a feeling they didn't walk in. I have a feeling she paid to clear out the restaurant so they could walk in and not everyone on their phone. Guess who just walked in?
Probably.
Guess where we are?
Somehow we're still talking about it.
We're at Red Robin. And Taylor Swift just walked. I don't know if it was a Red Robin.
It's probably like a barbecue place because every restaurant in Kansas City is a barbecue place. At least that's what I've seen on TV.
So I'm guessing she paid to clear out the restaurant. He paid for dinner.
Yeah, but that's still, that's part of the dinner. If you're Travis Kelce, you got to pony up.
When you're Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, does net worth matter in determining that?
I don't know. No. Right?
Because
like,
maybe
if you're dating, you're the guy, you don't want the girl to go and say, all right, you got dinner, I got everybody's tab in the restaurant.
But maybe she didn't tell him. And when he got there, like, oh, where is everybody?
Oh, well, then so you look like an idiot.
She made the move.
I took you to this really nice popular restaurant and no one's here. Wow. Ugh.
She made the move. Like, you know, maybe she was talking to Travis's mom up in the suite. And she was like, yeah, that place is really busy. And Taylor Swift made a few calls, left in the popcorn machine, and then. I mean, Travis Kelce is a very well-known NFL player, but that's got to be new to him. This idea of if someone sees us, there's going to be a crowd outside when we leave. That's got to be a new...
What's it like for Josh Allen here?
I watched him walk by me once. People go, hey, what's up? there wasn't like a huge crowd following him.
He can do things and go places, but like you need a. So the only time I would have seen him in public is that time out to watch the U.S.
Yeah.
in the World Cup.
When he got in and I didn't?
You still need a like pre-planned, I'm entering at this time, the people at the wherever you're going
clearly
know,
knew he was coming.
Give me a clear shot yep. to this roped off area so that you're not mobbed by crazy fans.
I mean, to be fair, Josh Allen can't even go to a jewelry store in Toronto without people taking pictures of him.
Did that happen?
It happened last week. He and Haley, we're on first names now, yeah. were up in Toronto doing some jewelry shopping.
How come I haven't seen her in Buffalo? You could Taylor Swift will go to Kansas City, but we can't get, I don't even know who this person is.
Well, she was not sitting front of the suite at the home opener, but...
Oh, well, our suites are in the corner, as Takeo Spikes pointed out. That's why she won't go.
She was at the home opener.
But she was?
There was a quick shot of her, and that's it.
Oh, I didn't know.
Well,
okay. Well, that's CBS, I take it all back.
CBS obviously didn't know either. I mean, well, this
could
was,
you spot her if I showed you your Jim Nance or anyone else who works on there a picture of
this, Haley Steinfeld, who you thought Haley, was related to Jerry Seinfeld?
I thought her name. I will admit, I am not. I don't know her that well. I thought her name all these years was Haley Seinfeld, and I thought it might have been Jerry's daughter.
Yeah, well.
And I was very impressed that Josh Allen was dating Jerry Seinfeld's daughter. I learned that it's Steinfeld and...
No relation.
Yeah. it's but not there was the a difference. Same family.
So Taylor Swift was front and center. She was in the front of this suite. The video I saw of Haley Steinfeld was she was kind of in the back. You know, high-fiving people during a touchdown. But didn't the Taylor Swift thing kind of seem made for TV? Like she's sitting there, perfect shot from the camera, on her the whole time. It just seemed like that was perfect made for TV.
Yeah, sure.
Also, Taylor Swift.
The camera's also going to—it's always on Travis Kelce's mom.
That's, yes.
Most famous mother in the NFL.
Also, if you put a camera on Haley Steinfeld, no offense to Haley Steinfeld, she's very popular— half, if not more than half of the audience would have no idea who you just showed.
Yeah, that's my original point.
Like, that's not the point with Taylor Swift.
I don't think the broadcast, look, you would have to specifically, if the camera guy pans up there, he can go, shh, hey, Taylor Swift's in the box. Like, we're going to need, I'm just going to keep my camera here just for you guys from now on. If the camera guy pans to the box and sees Haley Steinfeld.
There's nothing to see here.
Well, he probably doesn't. He would need to be told with a picture, right. Like, this is who you're looking for.
Yeah.
No offense.
No.
You're up against the most popular woman in the world right now.
No offense. And I'm glad Haley Steinfeld visited Western New York. There was a rumor they went out in East Aurora. And
what do you think that's like? Do they have to rent out the entire restaurant, or can they go quietly around here?
I think they can go quite quietly.
That's what everyone always used to love about Western New York. It's different now, though, isn't it?
Is it? Like, I feel like, again, and this was a one-time situation, like you said, it was all mapped out. Josh Allen walks by, there were some people on the street. Oh, hey, Josh, and that's it. They weren't people, like, mobbing up to him. No one stayed to mm-hmm. see where he was going. It was kind of just like a, hey, how you doing? A wave and keep on walking.
Yeah.
I feel like that's how we are in Buffalo.
I like to think that's how we are. That's how you always heard it described by athletes. Like, Bills and Sabres players would always kind of tell you, that exact thing about Western New York. Like, the fans love you. They give you your space. You can kind of live your quiet life, even though everyone knows who you are. I'm just wondering, I feel like now is a different place where that might not be the case because of a few things. One, they're really good,
yeah.
The team. Which didn't always happen with the teams. Like the Sabres in the late 90s. Maybe. Like, if Flutie went somewhere, was he getting mobbed?
I don't think so.
I mean, they were rushing to get the cereal.
Yeah. I think people just... I think... And maybe...
But sorry, second part of this is not everyone had a camera in their pocket to take a picture and be like, and want to post it immediately.
I was
going to
say,
the part.
I think social media, huge part.
Yeah.
Huge change with that. And yes, I know Haley Steinfeld's pretty popular. If someone recognized them from across the street, I'm sure, hey, can we get a picture? I have a feeling that Western New Yorkers, we know, hey, We got Josh Allen. Let's not tick him off, right? Season's going hopefully well. Let's just, hey, how you doing? Keep on walking.
Yeah. I like to think that way.
But I've seen nothing to support it.
Same thing. I've seen nothing either way.
In the last week, I saw 5 pictures of, in Toronto, them jewelry shopping. So, again, does that translate to Buffalo? We'll have to wait and see.
Big star, big city. An aside to what we were talking about. She's at this game, and it's the talk of the town, and I feel like Travis Kelce isn't getting enough credit for how famous he is. Because all the news is about Taylor Swift. You know, his jersey is a top 5 seller because of Taylor. His jersey was a top 5 seller before Taylor Swift. He's one of, where would you rank him in terms of famous NFL players?
Currently playing?
Currently playing.
I'd say, he's top 5. I mean, who else in the NFL has hosted
SNL? He's the most
SNL.
Famous non-quarterback.
Yes.
Right? Mahomes, Josh Allen, Aaron Rodgers.
You base that on things like the commercials he's in, not during a football game. That's how I base things.
He's in the commercials. He's one of the best players at his position of all time.
Yeah, he's a very well-known football player, if not the best, like you said, non-quarterback in the NFL right now.
In the most popular sport by a mile in the country?
For one of the best teams.
I think he's equal, if not at sometimes more popular than Taylor Swift is. Yet everyone's treating this the other way around.
I don't think so. And that's nothing against, I think Travis Kelce is very, very, obviously very popular. Everyone listening to us knows Travis Kelce because we're a diehard NFL town, right? I just think Taylor Swift, you could know 0 songs by Taylor Swift, never watched entertainment show, never listened to top 40 music or country music, and you know Taylor Swift. You know the name Taylor Swift. Her name is in more than just news than Travis Kelce. Again,
okay. I'll give you that one.
I also think this changes up and down because if you ask this right around the Super Bowl, probably is a lot closer. Again, but if it's not your team, if you're not a Kansas City fan or you're not a football person, you might forget Travis Kelce in May.
Okay. I think if you break this down into 3 different categories, you get 3 different answers. And all right, you hit on one. And I'll give you that one. Just basic name recognition. Have you heard of Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift? Neither. Most people would hit the Taylor Swift. You have heard that name before.
Yes.
Way more. I don't know if I want to say way more, but definitely more than Travis Kelce.
Yeah. And again, you bring up the Super Bowl and, it's the most watched television event every year. But I could probably say something to my wife during the Monday Night Football game. Oh, there's Jalen Hurts in the Super Bowl. Who? And we watched the Super Bowl. You know what I mean? So if you're not like us, and, sports all the time, those names do slip a few months after.
Yeah. Half of America watches the Super Bowl, at least, and he's on there.
Yeah.
Which I think is half of America has not watched Taylor Swift for 2 hours.
Oh, I'd say more than half of America has not watched Taylor Swift or listened to Taylor Swift.
My second, if you asked everybody, who is more relevant to you? Neither would be the winner. But between the two, Travis Kelce would be the winner.
See, I don't think so.
Who is more relevant to you?
Well, to us, yeah.
No, to across the country, to a person, who's more relevant to you?
Again, I think neither does win, but if neither's not an option,
it's Travis Kelce. Easily.
I don't think it's easily.
Easily.
And again, I think it's based on when you asked that question.
Right now. Because now is when news.
I think in the country, originally this was a world discussion. Now in the country,
yeah.
I think it's Taylor Swift. I think it's Taylor Swift. Again, it's not
who's
the way
more
we
relevant to you right now. There are 40 million people in this country who play fantasy football.
That's right.
To almost all of them, unless you're part of the big fantasy football Taylor Swift crossover segment, which there's some, but it's not the biggest part of that chart. Travis Kelce's more relevant to you. If you are in an NFL city, chances are you say Travis Kelce's more relevant to you. Or you're watching the league on Sunday, Travis Kelce's more relevant to you.
300 plus million people, right? Only half watched the Super Bowl, by the way. But of 300 million plus people, I think that question, again, I think football's lost on a lot of people. A lot of people just ignore sports, which, I mean, what are you doing? I think Taylor Swift, Taylor Swift, Taylor Swift, it's been there all summer. Taylor Swift has been in the news.
Which is why more people have heard her name. But if you ask who's more relevant to you, who would you, in an average day, think about, you know, the name just pops up, more people would say Travis Kelce.
No, I think it's Taylor Swift. I think you can just base it on this. Who would sell out more stadiums? I think it's Taylor Swift.
Travis Kelce sells out.
You're right. She does
too. How many football stadiums every single year?
He does. I was about to say Travis Kelce. Taylor Swift sells out 6 stadiums in 6 days. I think it's Taylor Swift.
If she did that every year, she wouldn't.
Well, yeah, any musician.
Well, Travis Kelce does it every year. Year in, year out. He's there in front of 80,000 people every week.
If you go to a Bills game and it's Kansas City,
in the
Buffalo,
same city, eight shows in the same city, 80,000 people at Arrowhead every year.
You go to a Bills game, right? You've seen people at the Bills game. It's all different people. Do you think everyone in that stadium knows who Travis Kelce is?
No, to a person?
Exactly.
No.
If you go to a stadium and you ask everyone in that stadium who Taylor Swift is?
But you're talking about name recognition.
Okay, but if you had to ask, if you asked them the same question of, do you recognize these people? All right, who's more relevant to you? Well, they're going to say Taylor Swift because they don't know who Travis Kelce is.
No.
That's the point of the poll.
It's not a poll. We're not actually doing a poll. Who do more people think of on a day-to-day basis? Who is, like, in the head of more people? It's Travis Kelce.
Not if we're... One can't have a better name recognition than the other, but
yes.
The other, no.
Yes.
Again, I'll go back.
It's, yes, it's a different question. It's a totally different question.
But you're going to ask it to the same person. You go to Highmark Stadium, Bills Chiefs. There will be people in that stadium who do not know who Travis Kelce is. They'll all know Taylor Swift. If you ask which of these names
you have to stop thinking of it as if you're conducting a survey.
I thought that's what we were doing.
It's a theoretical question. It's what you think, because you're never going to ask everybody in the world, in the country. The pollsters can't get it right when they're doing the same polls they've been running for 20 years. Your name recognition, Taylor Swift wins. If you were to get everybody their real answer as to who is more relevant day-to-day to you, who do you actually actively think of more, which is impossible to ask when you're putting both names in front of them.
Yes.
It would be Travis Kelce. More people are actively thinking about them in their day-to-day life than they do Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I think you're wrong. I don't know if we're going to change. I think we're going to just disagree on that. I wish someone would do a poll, though, because I'd be interested. Now, to be fair, I think a lot of people would listen to your question and go, oh, Taylor Swift, run away. I don't think it's a runaway. I don't. I think Taylor Swift wins it, though.
I feel like people are acting like it's a runaway.
Yeah, I don't feel... I'm not saying it's a runaway. I'm saying it's Taylor Swift, though.
Like, look at Taylor Swift with some schlub. Like, what are you talking about, some schlub? He's the most... One of the most popular athletes in the most popular sport in the country.
Yeah, I think
that makes you as famous as any, you know, Rodman, Jordan, who, you know, all these celebrities in the past... I don't know why football's getting a bad shake like that.
No. I mean, again, unless she was dating Patrick Mahomes or Tom Brady, she is dating one of the most popular football players of our time. Again, she is more popular. I know that's not the question you're asking. She does cross more people's mind daily than Travis Kelce does. That's just my opinion. Again, I don't think it's a runaway, but I go back to the example of I can go to a Chiefs game and there are people in that stadium who do not know who Travis Kelce is.
It's framed the wrong way that I'm trying to.
Well, you framed it two different ways, which kind of throws me off as well.
But it's two different, like Taylor Swift has more people know who she is across the country. But if you were to figure out a way to find out like who more people think of on a daily basis, I think it would be the other way around.
I'd be very interested, our good friends at Ciena, to...
Once everybody... Well, you know, we have enough of those smart speakers, and I just bought a new remote that I can flip a switch, and it just listens to everything that is said in the house the entire time, just in case I want to say, hey, turn on the TV, which is insane.
Well,
we have enough of that that we could probably combine all the technology through all our phones and figure out who people are talking about.
You're the last person I thought that would have their smart speaker hooked up to their TV.
Oh, it's not a smart speaker. It's the only option I had to buy a replacement remote. Will listen to me every day. It's ridiculous. It's 928 on WBEN. We're back here on WBEN. Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer here with you.
Yes, and Brian, we spent the first segment talking about Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce. We really just wanted to get trending on the socials.
Is that it?
Because those are the tags that are trending. But did you see this? Now, you and I, we like our sitcom.
Sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm just this text on the board. No one knows Travis. He's only a football player. Taylor's on radio and TV and so on. You know who else is on TV? Travis Kelce is on the most watched program. Look up the most watched TV shows in the last 20 years. Aside from a few blips for the Olympics and the World Cup and a couple of basketball games, you know what they are? They're all football games. Like, they're all, it's the most popular thing on TV. Down the hall, one, maybe 2 weeks a year, they talk about Travis Kelce every single day.
That's right.
At least two, you know, radio stations across the country. I'm sorry. It's that, like, reaction that got me going initially of, like, no one knows who he is. Like, what are you talking? There's 40 million people, 100 million people watch the Super Bowl. 40 million people play fantasy football. He's, like, the top player.
He is. Like I said, he's one of the most recognizable NFL players of all, I think, of our lifetime, at least. However, again, I think in passing, if you don't follow top 40 music and don't follow football, I think you know Taylor Swift more. You might look at Travis Kelce and go, oh, I've seen that guy before. You know what I mean? But you've heard Taylor Swift. But
regardless,
we like our sitcoms, right? We like our sitcoms.
I used to.
Oh.
This conversation might be right up my alley.
I like 90s and early 2000s sitcoms.
Yeah, like, you know, you say we like our sitcoms.
But what do you think?
Give me a current sitcom that you watch.
Do we have the crickets?
Right? Like, there's nothing on current. You could say The Simpsons is still on, but I have not watched The Simpsons in, you know, regularly in over a decade.
Yeah. I was going to say, I think that goes for most Simpsons people, but does it? Because they're still on.
Right, they're still on, so...
I like South Park, but again, I haven't consistently watched South Park in a
decade.
Yeah,
same.
I mean, and I think more people are in this camp, Brian. Why? You go to Comedy Central, what are they doing? They're showing sitcoms from however old The Office is, and Seinfeld. That's literally all they're showing in South Park at night. That's Comedy Central. Nothing recent.
All the good ones. The reason we're bringing this up is there's talk of an Office reboot. That's right, an Office reboot coming after the writer's strike, which is apparently on its way to be resolved. Greg Daniels helped create the American version of The Office and is supposedly involved in an upcoming reboot of the show. No word on how far along this is, if this is something that will really be on TV, if it is a full reboot, or if it's something with the original cast of The American Office. Maybe it's a totally new show. I mean, the word reboot insinuates, Joe, that it would be exactly a reboot. You wouldn't have returning cast members. It would be a brand new version of what we saw in The American Office. And I hear that and think I could not think of any worse idea to put on TV.
And you love The Office.
Well, yeah, I love The Office. But
see, I mean, that's you're who they want to reach out to.
You watch reruns of The Office, they get censored.
That's incredible.
It's too hot for TV. People say all the time, like, oh, you couldn't do that now, you know, what they used to do on TV. Usually they're wrong when they say that because, like, yeah, you could do it now. A million different shows are doing it now. The Office literally had stuff that apparently you can't do now because they block out the entire episode or censor parts of it when they show the reruns.
And isn't that incredible on Comedy Central, the home of South Park, that they censor portions of The Office? I didn't put that together until you just said it again. Like, South Park airs on that station, and they have to censor parts of The Office.
Which is nuts.
Yeah.
So if you think of a reboot, what would the reboot of The Office be? It would be a nerfed version of what was on 20 years ago with presumably less funny people. That doesn't sound like fun to me. I'll just watch the original thing.
Yeah. I mean, the original thing is on anytime you want. Freeform, Comedy Central, Peacock. You can find it any time of the day. Why would you settle for this new one if it's going to be this watered-down version of a very popular show?
But it brought up this idea to me. And by the way, The Office was on. I loved watching. I watched The Office from day one until day end.
And so you sat through the whole thing?
Oh, yeah.
The cast changes and everything.
It was probably one of the last shows I watched live on TV. You know, I would.
And when did that go off the air?
Off the air 2019?
Oh, really?
Is that? No. 2000. No, not 2009. Yeah, 2019? No. 2019 is way too. What am I? 2011.
Okay.
2012?
I'm trying to find it myself.
2012. Let's call it 2012.
Okay.
It's around there. Is when it went off the air.
2013.
You were 2013. Close. But that was the show I every Thursday would, make it a point. I'm in front of the TV. That is appointment viewing for me. The end of Breaking Bad was the same way Sunday nights. And then after that, I've not done that with a single TV show yet. But that was on. You had that, Parks and Recreation, 30 Rock. We're all on the same network at the same time. I loved all those shows. And since then, it's just I can't find anything that sticks with me. Or I just don't have, the same. I'm not watching TV all the time, so nothing's going to have the time to be able to stick with me.
I got into 30 Rock after it was already off the air.
But hilarious.
Yeah, really funny show. The last show that I watched live every Monday night when it premiered, How I Met Your Mother, went off the air in 2014. And I would say I've watched How I Met Your Mother seasons and episodes more than any show that has premiered since 2014.
Just reruns of that?
Just reruns of How I Met Your Mother. And they did try a reboot called How I Met Your Father. I got through two episodes, couldn't keep watching it.
Really? I mean, that's almost like Arrested Development. Might be my favorite show ever. That, The Office, like they're both up there. They've done extra seasons on Netflix. They've done like little movies, things like that. I've watched one of them, and I just cannot keep up anymore with what's like. I'm sure I'll watch it at some point when Netflix eases up on their password sharing crackdown, but I haven't been able to keep up. It brings up the question, Joe, because I hear this idea of an Office reboot, and it sounds terrible to me. What is the show, a sitcom, any show that you can imagine a reboot actually being better than the original thing?
Oh, better than the
80309. They're as good or better. Because I think most people hear it, and you're just kind of thinking, this is not going to be as good as the original. What could be? The Office is a, it's a reboot of the British version. The first season, if you look at, if you watch both shows, is like shot for shot, almost in some cases, a reboot of the original Office. It ended up being better than the original. Like, it can happen. What would that show be that you could go back in time, reboot it, and say, I can make this actually better?
I mean, I struggle because I think of the shows that, I love from the 90s. Seinfeld, Frasier, they are rebooting. And I watched the promo. Now, Brian, I'll give it a chance. I watched the promo.
Is that a reboot, by the way, though?
I call them all reboots. Maybe it's not because the rest of the cast is different, except for Kelsey Grammer.
Yeah, but it's like an advanced.
Yeah.
To me, I'm thinking reboot. I'm thinking you just start the whole series
There's
over
no
again.
There's no storyline.
You're starting from square one again. You're bringing it back. So, I don't know. They've been doing
We're talking sitcoms.
You call them all reboots, but yeah. They've done that a lot where they bring the characters back or spin-offs or like future versions of the old show.
Right.
Frasier was a spinoff of Cheers.
Frasier was one of the most successful spinoffs of all time.
Now look at it. We have no brain power left as a society. We're doing a reboot of a spinoff.
Yeah, and and by the way, with Frasier, remember Cheers Boston. Frasier was him moving to Seattle. Guess what the reboot of Frasier is? Him moving back to Boston.
I was a little disappointed you said he's not in radio anymore.
He's a professor, which you know we all can do. Yeah, he left radio, which was like. His shows were funny parts of the show.
He could have made it. The reboot shows I'm thinking of, like I think if you took something like MASH, rebooted, you could do that. Like it has to be something that is is old, but its comedy doesn't have to be entrenched in the times. Do you know what I'm saying? Like. So MASH is a Vietnam War era show, but you could take that and move it somewhere else and update it and kind of make it again. And I don't know if it would be as good or, you know, definitely wouldn't last as long. Nothing would. But, you know, maybe it would be good. It's not something I would look at and immediately go, that's going to stink.
No, I'm trying to think of what I would look at and go, oh, that has potential. And I'm struggling. Is it because what they have done already sucks? Or, you know, I mean, you just told me about the reboot of Mad About You. I didn't even know it existed. You know, I mean, so is it because all of these ones so far have kind of just fallen flat in the last 5-6 years?
Maybe. And also, it's almost like pure luck. I feel like that some of these shows go off, become successful, and actually are funny, aren't they? I mentioned Parks and Recreation. That show is not funny, its first season. I watched it.
I heard that about The Office.
No, The Office was very funny. Okay. It was different. It was way different because they were doing the British one before they started to move it along. It's very different. It's funny.
Every time I talk about, you know, I should get into The Office, it's a very popular show. Everyone says, well, you got to get through the first season.
No,
that's what I tell people about Seinfeld. Seinfeld, you do have to get through the first season. I mean, it is not that funny. But
Seinfeld, you don't. You could literally pick up any episode.
That's true. But I like to be able to reference every episode. And you won't know who Art Vandelay is if you don't watch the first season.
Yeah,
you won't get the running joke.
Fewer and fewer people know who that is every single day, Joe.
Yeah, I know.
That's a thing that you have to watch out for.
How about, could you take the Brady Bunch? Which really was step by step in the 90s. And could you make that in 2023 with new characters in today's time? So it's the Brady Bunch set in 2023.
They probably have done it, right? Like in some, not actually rebooting the Brady Bunch, but there's probably been a show like that. I would have to imagine. There's so much junk out there, too, like to weed through that we're probably going to mention things that have been done already.
Right. I mean, they rebooted Boy Meets World as Girl Meets World. That wasn't overly successful.
It wasn't?
No.
I thought people liked it.
Oh, did they? I mean, it only lasted for what, two
seasons?
They did
Full House on Netflix, right?
I never liked Full House, so.
And they...
Fuller House.
And it was just like in the future. Full House in the future.
Yeah, it was them today.
You could do The Office with the same cast. It just would not be as funny. It got less funny as it went on after like the fifth year anyway.
Most sitcoms do that, right?
So I don't know what else you would do. Someone said Better Call Saul. That's I don't know what to call a reboot, what to call it. That's more of a spinoff. Very good. I still haven't seen it. No spoilers, please.
Was that the show that went back to the beginning?
Yeah, it's a prequel.
Prequel.
With one of the characters. And everyone loved that one. Someone mentioned All in the Family, Sanford and Sons, both rip off of British shows.
Oh, really?
And what else we
By the way, the A-team. Jeffersons, a very successful spinoff of All in the Family.
And did they try and reboot?
No, they did a live version of the Jeffersons.
Okay, that's what I'm thinking of. The A-Team. Could you do an action show now?
I mean,
would it play?
Isn't Hawaii 5-0 an action show? I see commercials during football games for that show.
I feel like the action show has been replaced by the crime investigation show,
yeah.
which is now the CSI, NCIS, all of those types of shows. Like, that's replaced. We don't really have the action show, which used to be so popular. Dukes of Hazzard, A-Team, like all of these.
It hasn't really come back around.
No. Is there a reason for that?
We love our crime investigation.
I guess so.
We like our true crime stories. We like our game shows. Game shows have come back around.
Action, it's just hard to do for whatever reason on TV. It's hard to do in the movies, too. Like, what's the last action movie? Didn't they, there's an Expendables movie out now. It flopped. People don't want to see it.
Isn't there a new Mission Impossible?
Oh, what am I talking about? Yeah, if you have Tom Cruise, you can do action.
Yeah.
Because Top Gun, Mission Impossible are great. Everything else is just falling flat on its face.
Right. Now, eventually, Tom Cruise is not going to be able to do action.
I don't know. He's reverse aging.
Yeah, that's true.
Seriously, you see a picture of him in like 94 compared to now?
I know. He might have gotten some work.
I don't know. It's starting to make me a believer, if you know what I mean.
But, you know, because people always ask, what show would you love to see come back? And I think that the answer to that question is so different than what show could come back, right? I mean, I would love a 10th season of Seinfeld. Please don't do it. I think you'll just ruin the show.
Didn't they basically did that in Curb Your Enthusiasm the one year?
Yes, they did. And that was what? 5 minutes? Hilarious. But, like, you couldn't bring it back for a whole season. I think you'd ruin the show. I'm fearing that Frasier's going to be ruined by this 10-episode, I'm calling it a reboot, whatever you want to call it, this 10-episode return 30 years later. I'm like, I don't know.
I mean, there's got to be good shows that people watch now. Every trailer I see, though, every commercial, I mean, the writer's strike is part of this, though. It never seems like it. It's all Survivor, reality shows, Dancing with the Stars.
I mean, are there any
singing shows?
Are there any successful sitcoms on TV? Like, and I don't know how you rate that in 2023. Like, in my opinion, 2014, when mm-hmm. How I Met Your Mother, the last sitcom that I watched.
It's not even really on streaming, though. Like, all the hit shows you always talk about on streaming, none of them are, like, a comedy show.
Right.
Are they?
No.
Stranger Things, like, all the Squid Games, those aren't comedies. I mean, Stranger Things, basically movies that they put out.
Right.
And, you know, they're like 4 2-hour-long episodes. And I'm like, this isn't really a show. This is just this is like Lord of the Rings or something like that.
I would love a great sitcom to premiere, a new sitcom.
Prove that we're over the reboot thing, though? Like, you look at the big movies. Oppenheimer, Barbie.
Yeah.
Were the big movies, not reboots of old stuff. Right. I mean, now you go back just like a couple months further and Mission Impossible, Top Gun would say completely otherwise, but are we a little bit over it?
We'll see next week when Saw 10 comes out.
That doesn't count. Well, horror movies don't count. You can't do that. All right. Well, we'll be back here tomorrow. Reboot of our show today.
Yeah, we reboot our show every day.
Yeah. Same faces, just a little bit different. B-Mass and Beamer on WBEN.